Good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Gittin Daf Chav Ches. We are holding on the last line of the page of Daf Chav Zayin Amid Beis Mitzo Kasher Bekis Ba'arniki Ubit Habaas. Today's shiur is sponsored by Dr. David Landerer, in honor of his wife and children, and Lili Nishmas, his mother, Golda Bar Simcha Leah Shalom. It's also sponsored by Rabbi and Mrs. Yisrael Moshe Sif and family, and by Dr. and Mrs. Andy Pomerantz, in honor of the engagement of their children, Chaim Tov Yosef and Rina Bracha Pomerantz. What a beautiful Simcha. We wish a Mazel Tov to the Sif and Pomerantz families. It is also sponsored in honor of the wedding last night of Avigail and Jonathan Burak by Jonathan's grandparents. Mazel Tov, and we should share in many Simchas Bezos Hashem. We thank all of the sponsors for the sponsorship. So first thing we're going to discuss is we're going to talk about we discussed yesterday six different shitos as to what it means that when we refer to something as li alter. We said that if somebody lost a get and then he finds a get, so you could only assume it's the same get if he found it li alter. So we had six different shitos as far as what is li alter. So the Gemara is going to try to come to a halachic conclusion as far as those shitos are concerned. Then the Mishnah on Amud Aleph is going to talk about the assumption that somebody is still alive. Let's say someone sends a get and he was a zakein, he was a chola, a girl is married to a kohen and she's not with her husband right now, and she doesn't know if he's alive or not. Is she allowed to eat truma? Or someone sends a carbon chatas and he's not with us, so we don't know if he's alive. You're not allowed to bring a carbon for a dead guy. So at what point do we assume that a person is still alive? And the Gemara is going to qualify the psak in the of the Mishnah, and it's also going to ask some stiras between the Pesach and our Mishnah and Din when it comes to Truma. When do we assume that someone that was last seen alive is still alive? And when do we assume that someone who was last seen alive, or have to be at least be Choshesh, that someone who was last seen alive is no longer alive and that they might be dead? And the Gemara compares this to an assumption that a kli is still intact, that a barrel that held wine is still intact and didn't fall apart and didn't break. That we compare the breaking of a kli to a death. Then the Gemara is going to discuss why the Mishnah needs to give three different examples of a cheskas chai. What do we learn from each of the examples that we would not have learned from the other? Then the Mishnah on Amud Beis is going to talk about when we don't assume a cheskas chai. When do we assume that a person probably is so likely to have died that that you're no longer allowed to assume cheskas chai? Rav Yosef is going to have a qualification of one of those cases that we make an assumption that a person is dead, and the Gemara is going to question Rav Yosef's qualification. So let's begin, bottom line of the page, on Daf Chav Zayin Amud Beis. So we said, Mitzo Kashur, Bekis, Ba'arniki, V'Taba'as. If you find the get tied in a bag, or it's tied in some sort of other kli, or with some sort of ring, and you recognize the object that's holding the get, Osha Mitzo Ben Kei, or you find the get in your house among your other kelim. So in all those cases, it's a simen muvak. I feel the zman meruba kasher. Then even if you find it way later, it's not lialter, it's still going to be kasher, because there's such a clear simen that this is exactly the get that you had lost. So we had said that there is a machlokas tanoim, what's called lialter. So now the Gemara brings a machlokas amoraim, how do we paskin as far as what's called lialter? So itmar Rav Yudah Amar Shmuel, Halacha shelo shoha adam sham. The halacha of how we pass from what's called the altar is that it's a place that the shliach passed with the get, is where no one else was standing around. Rabbi Bechana Amar Rav Yitzchak Bar Shmuel, halacha shelo avar adam sham. That no one else even passed by there. Not that no one else stayed there and waited for a while, but that no one else even passed by the area where the shliach was. There was someone that was watching the whole time. They saw that since the shliach had left that area after dropping the get, no one else had walked by, and therefore there's no reason to be choshesh that somebody else had also dropped a get. So now the Gemara asks, why does each one say the shear of what lialter is? Once we have on record six shitos in Tanayim, so the normal way to paskin is to say, I paskin like this Tana, I paskin like that Tana. Why would you repeat what the shear is? It makes it sound like it's their own opinion. Lema mar halacha kamar. Shouldn't Rav Yudah be saying that I paskin like the Yesh Omrim that said the same thing, that said Shalosh Shah Adam Sham? Umar halacha kamar. And shouldn't Rabbi Bar Chana be saying that I paskin like Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, because Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar was the one that said Shalom Avar Adam Sham? Why would they make up their? Why would they say it as if they're making it up on their own? Mishum da afchiluhu. So the Gemara answers because there are some Tanaim that are gorious in the Brisa the opposite, that Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar says the Shir of Shalom Shah Adam Sham, and that Yesh Omrim says Shalom Avar Adam Sham. So if each one were to identify a Tana by name, we might think that it's the opposite Shita. So that's why they wanted to specify exactly what they really held. Now the Mishnah had said, Mitzoh b'chafisa o b'dluskma. If you find the get in a chafisa or a dluskma, it's kosher. Says Gemara, my chafisa, what is a chafisa? Amar Rav Baruchana, chemas ketana. It's a small jug. My dluskma, what is a dluskma? Tlika desavi. It's a bag that the older people would carry around to keep their stuff in. They would carry around their objects, carrying around some type of bag, and apparently it was only stylish for older people to carry around such a bag. Younger people didn't carry around such bags. Okay, so now we move on to the next Mishnah, and we're going to discuss, someone sends a get me Medina Siyam, you don't have to be choshesh that maybe as soon as you went on the road, the husband who sent the get is dead. You could assume he's becheskas chai, and therefore the shliach can see through his mission, and you don't have to worry that you're giving a get la'achar misa. So says the Mishnah, ha-maybe get the nicho zaken ochola, that if a person is bringing a get from Medina Siyam, and he last saw the husband and the husband was old or ill, so he doesn't have to worry that the husband is dead and therefore the shlichus is batel, and the mishalech is no longer able to be megarish. No sin la becheskas shu kayim. Rather, you can give it to the wife becheskas that the baal is still kayim because he had a cheskas chai, and you work with that cheskas chai. We assume that he's still alive. Now the pashtus of the lashon, we said zakein ochole. So the pashtus of the lashon is mashma, that one or the other. But if he was a zakin and a chola, then I don't know that he's going to have a cheskas chai. I mean, if he had both, he was old and also he was ill, so I don't know that you're going to necessarily have a cheskas chai, especially since sometimes you could say zakin v'chola and not zakin ochola, and it has both implications, right? Zakein v'chola can mean zakein and chola, and it can also mean zakein or chola. So that would have been the better way to express it if he has a cheskas chai, even if he's both. By using the word oh, it really implies that it's only one or the other. The Amshul Shlomo writes that no, hu adin if he's a zakein and a chola. Why does it say oh chola? It's because of the diuk that Rabba's going to make in the Gemara, that it's dafka if you left him as a chola, that you're able to give it becheskas shu kayim, but if he's a goseis, then you can't give it becheskas shu kayim. So the Tan is telling us that a goseis, even if he's not a zakein, you can't give it becheskas shu kayim. Meaning the diuk is a stronger diuk if we look at these as two independent cases. Because we're going to say, not every zaken can you assume he's still alive, and not every chola can you assume they're still alive. And in those cases where you can't assume they're alive, it's a chiddush to say that even though he's only a zaken and not a chola, even though he's only a chola and not a zaken, you're not allowed to assume that they're still alive. Shulta Gibarim of your quotes from the Riaz, that it's only that when we say that a chola has a cheskas chai, and you could assume that he's alive, that's only if he's a chola bidei shamayim, that he's someone who just became ill of natural causes. But if someone was beaten up, if someone was a chola bidei adam, and he's badly injured and he's a treifa, then you don't assume that he's a cheskas chai. In the Tshuvas Yehuda Yale in Yordea Simen Tezvav, he says no. Even if he's a chola mesukan, we assume becheskas chai because rov cholim la'ar l'chayim. It's only a goseis that the Gemara is going to say that rov goes in lemisa, and that's the operative thing over here, is that we're relying on a rov. Meaning whenever you're not that we're relying on a rov over here. So he's becheskas shahu kayim because we're mamid him becheskas chai. Now the way Rashi understands, what does it mean we're mamid becheskas chai? that the Gemara in Chulin Daf Yud darshens from Sukkim that if you're not sure what the status of something is, if it is the way it was or it went through some sort of change, we're mamid bechazaka of the way it was beforehand. Before any suffix happened, what was the last thing we knew? So we assume the last way we saw it is the way it still is. Pnei Yeshua says, no, there's no din chazaka over here. Like we were just saying a moment ago, the operative principle over here is not chazaka. The operative principle over here is rov. Cheskes chayim is a lousy chazaka. That's a chazaka asuy lishtanos. Everybody dies, right? There's nobody that lives forever. So with very few exceptions, right? So obviously it's a worse kind of chazaka to say that there's a cheskes chayim. He says, no, but it's a rove. The rove is that rove, that rove cholim are l'chaim, even though rove ghostsim l'misa. And that's what we're assuming over here, that it's a din in rove and not a din in chazaka. So anyway, so that's one halacha in the Mishnah. You're a shliach to be maybe a get. Last time you saw the husband, he was a zakin or a cholim. Don't worry, just give the get. Case number two, Bas Yisrael and Nesua L'Kohen. You have a girl who's a Bas Yisrael that's married to a Kohen, so long as she's married, she's allowed to eat Truma. She doesn't have any children. If she doesn't have any children with him, then if they're not married, she's not going to be allowed to eat Truma anymore. V'halach Bala Medina Siyam, and the husband went to Medina Siyam, and you don't know if the husband's alive or dead. If he's dead, she's not allowed to eat Truma, because again, we're assuming that we're talking about a case where she doesn't have any children from him. She did have children from him, she is allowed to eat truma from him after he dies or they get divorced. So if he's dead, she's not allowed to eat truma in our case. You don't have to worry that maybe he's dead. Ocheles b'truma b'cheskas shukayim. She can continue to eat truma with the chazaka that he's still alive. The Yamshel Shlomo points out that in this din also we're talking about that he left him as a zakin or a chola, and you still assume b'cheskas shukayim. The Mishnah doesn't say it over here. It said by a maybe get, we said v'inichol zakin or chola, so you could assume he's still alive. Over here it just said basal zulukoyin and he went lemedina ziyam. It didn't say and you last saw him as a zakin or chola, so it might give you the impression, oh, but that's only because she last saw him healthy. But maybe in this case, if she last saw him as Zakin Rechola, that you cannot rely on a Cheskas Chaim, that it's only with Lagabi a get we rely on a Cheskas Chaim. So the Yamshel Shlomo says, no, don't read it that way. The idea that even if you last saw him as a Zakin Rechola, you could assume he's alive is true of this case and the third case that we're going to have soon in the Mishnah as well. In Cheshek Shlomo, he writes that the reason that only in the first din we say V'inich Zakin Rechola is because it's coming to be Mamayit the diuk that Rav is going to make in the Gemara, that only a zakin shlo yigia legvuros, a chola that's not a goseis, only then do we have a cheskas chai. Whereas if he's very old or very sick, then you don't have a cheskas chai. That's only true in the first din of the Mishnah. In the second and third din of the Mishnah, even if he's very old and very sick, he has a cheskas chai. Because it's only mishum chumra de ishas ish that we have that chumra, that when they're very old and very sick, when it's a higil gvuros, when it's a goseis, that you assume that they're dead. But by these dinim, even if they're a higil gvuros or they're a goseis, you assume that they're becheskas chai. That's what Cheshek Shlomo points out, why the Mishnah doesn't say zakein or chola in cases number 2 and 3. What is case number 3? So says the Mishnah, hasholeh chataso mi medina siyam. A person sends a carbon chatas from medina siyam, even though you can't bring makriv carbon for a guy who's dead, only if he's still alive. You don't have to worry that the guy is dead, and that it's a chatas shemesu ba'ala. Rather, makriv nosa b'cheska shu kayim. You could be makriv the carbon with the chazaka that he's still alive. Good, so those are the three cases. Bringing a get, a Bas Yisrael continuing to eat Truma with the assumption that her Kohen husband is alive, and someone who sends a carbon chatas and being makrav of the carbon with the assumption that the fellow is still alive. So Amar Rava, Rava comments, Lo Shanu, Ella Shlo Gielig, Ella Zakin Shlo Gielig Vuros. This assumption that we have in our Mishnah, that the guy is still alive, even though he was old, is only if he's old, but he's not yet Gia Legvuros. He's not yet very old. Once he's ready, Gia Legvuros, Gvuros is 80 years old. That's the assumption. That's what the Pasuk tells us in Tehillim. Yemeshino Seinu Vahem Shivim Shana, that a lifespan is 70 years. Vim Begvuros Shmonim Shana. But Begvuros, it's 80 years. So Zaken is defined as 60 years old. Ben Shishim Lezikna Ben Shivim Leseva. So whenever we use Zaken as a term of age, that means a 60-year-old. When the Pasuk, when it says Mepnei Seva Takum Vadarta Pnei Zaken, is not referring to Zaken as a function of age. That's referring to Zaken as a function of Talmud Chacham. That's what the Gemara in Kedushin says. Zaken means Zeh Shakana Chachma. But Zaken sometimes means an older person. In that Pasuk, Seva means an older person. The Nafkamina is, how old of a person do you have a chiyuv to stand up for? Let's say the person is not a Talmud Chacham. So what age of a person do you have to stand up for? So if Mepnei Seva Takum means that only when he's a Gil the Seva, so Seva's age 70. Whereas if it's a Gil Zikna, then Zikna's age 60. But we know that Zaken in that Pasuk means a Talmud Chacham. You only have to stand up for a person who's a Gil Seva, who's age 70. But over here, we're saying that when our Mishnah says that he left him as a Zaken, it means that someone who's 60 years old is a Zaken. That's the term that we use for a 60-year-old. Last summer, we asked Rav Yisrael Reisman if there's any halacha that people should be makbid about, and anybody would be makbid about if they would just think about it, but they just don't realize it. And it would be like a very easy thing to be makbid about. Like, what would he suggest would be something that just people don't think about enough, and if they would think about it, they would be makbid about. He said that when you're at a wedding and grandparents walk down the aisle, that you have a mitzvah midaraisa to stand up for them, because almost every time when grandparents of the Chasan and Kala are walking down, they're 70 years old at least, right? So okay, sometimes I guess you could have a grandparent that's under 70, but the general assumption is that they're 70 years old. He said, I almost feel like it's like Lifnei Iver for the grandparents to walk down the aisle, because people don't know that they have to stand. I don't know, most of the weddings I go to, I think people do stand for the grandparents, which is proper. Someone was sitting at a wedding recently and someone said to me, when did this Narishkeit start? I'm like, I don't know, with Matan Torah? It's mamash a mitzvah in the Torah. So Rava says that this idea of a zaken is only that you could assume he's alive is only when he's not a gil gvuros. But if he's already 80 years old, he's already gil gvuros, then you can't assume that he's still alive. The chola, and also when we said that you could assume a chola is still alive, that's because sharov cholim l'chaim. Most cholim are gonna still live. Aval, a zaken shegil gvuros. But if you have a zaken that's already a gil gvuros, or a goses, sharov goses in the misa, a chola that's not just sick, but he's a goses, where the assumption is rov goses in the misa, then lo. Then you can't give the get, becheskas, that they're still alive. The Tosfos points out that it's only because rov goses in the misa, rechoshesh, that maybe he already died. But if you know that he's still a goses, then you could give the get. Meaning it's not that a goses can't give a get. That's what Tosfos Maseches Kiddushin points out in Chesam Beis. It's not that a goses can't give a get. A goses can give a get. It's just that when you last saw a person as a goses, you can't assume he's still a goses. Now you have to assume that maybe he's a mace. However, the Rashba on Daf Ayinon Beis here, Maseches Gittin, quotes a shita in Rishonim that disagrees, and that holds that a goses simply cannot be megarish. And the Gemara over here means to say that since rov gosim lemisa, even if you receive a get from a goses, from a person before he becomes a goses, and by the time you're ready to deliver it, he is a goses, you're still not allowed to give the get, because goses is not becheskas that he's going to get any better, and therefore he's still a goses. He's either a goses or he's dead, and you can't be megarish in either of those situations, which is quite a chiddush. Why would a goses not be allowed to not be able to get divorced? But that's how this shita quoted by the Rashba assumes. But the pashtus is, like Tosa says, that as long as he's a goses, there would be no problem with him himself giving the get. The problem is, for how long can you assume that the fellow's actually a goses? Another important point over here, Tosas Maseches Yuma on Daf Nun Hei Amud Beis points out that it's dafka legabe get that rechoshesh because of the chomer of the Yisra of Eishas Ish. But by other dinim that we have in the Mishnah, a Bas Yisrael that's married to a Kohen, someone who's Sholeach Hataso, even if he's a Gil Legvuros, we assume that he's Becheskes Chai. that it's dafka that by a get that we make this deal, that if he's 80 or he's a goseis, then no way, then it can't happen, then you have to assume that he's dead. But when it comes to the other din, eating truma, when it comes to what was the other din of shaleh chataso, of bringing korban chatas, where it's less serious than a matter of ishus, then even if he's 80 years old, you could assume he's still alive. Even if he's a goseis, you could assume he's still alive. Asks Rabbi Kiva Eger, over here, it's not a chashash eshes ish. Over here, what is it? Meaning, if the guy's dead, she's not married to him anymore. So if he doesn't have any brothers or he has children, so she's mamish mutaris l'shuk. So what's the whole chashash? It's yevama l'shuk. It's that maybe that if the guy has a brother and doesn't have children, and this get is not chal, and he's dead, then she's a Yevam L'shuk. Yevam L'shuk is a low sasei. Yevam L'shuk is not a chiv misa. It's not the same as Eishas Ish. It's a regular lav. So says Rabbi Kivegel, what you see from Tosfos is that it's not a regular lav. It's a lav, but it's a very severe kind of lav. So you see that it's a lav that touches on ishus, and therefore it's a lav chamor, because it's nogeh l'dover sheba erva, even though it just happens to be only a lav, but it's a very severe form of lav. That's Rabbi Kivegus Ha'ara from that comment of Tosos. So now asks the Gemara, Eisvei Abaye, Abaye challenges Rav, it says in the Braisa, Ha'mevi get v'nichozake nafilu ben me'yashan, nosin l'b'chazku kayim. You, Rav, are telling me that if he's higil l'gvuros, then you have to assume he's dead. We have a Braisa that says if you last saw him and he was 100 years old, you could assume he's still alive. So Tiyuftas, that's taka, a major kasha on Rav's Diuk. It's at least a kasha on Rav's Diuk klape the zakein, right? Is it really a kasha on the other one, klape the chola? The difference between a chola and a goseis, Rav's Diuk might still stand. It's interesting, the Karban Sanal quotes a Ravon that even if you leave him after his igil gvuros, va'afilu goseis, you could be given b'cheska shukayim. That the Ravon thinks that once we're slugging up one half of Rav's sentence, we're slugging up both halves of Rav's sentence. Meaning we're saying whatever Diuk you're making is just a bad Diuk. And the word zaken includes no matter how old, and the word chola includes no matter how sick. So even though the direct attack is only on the zaken part, but that it's really a rejection of both halves of Rava's statements. That's Abaye's challenge, and therefore Abaye says, I disagree with Rava. V'ibayisema, or maybe we could answer for Rava, given the iflig, that maybe when a person is already 100 years old, a person is so old, then we assume that he's defying all odds. And if he's the kind of person that defies all odds, so then you could assume that he's still alive. But if he's only 80 years old, we don't call that defying all odds. That's just higil gvuros, so then you have to assume that maybe he's dead, which is counterintuitive, right? I mean, the older a person gets, the closer he is. You know, the closer he is to dying than he was to being born, because eventually everybody dies. But that's the svara. So Rami le Abaye le Rabba, Abaye challenges Rabba Tanan. We have Abaye asks Astira to Rabba Tanan. It says in our Mishnah, maybe get the nichu zaken ochola, no sinah b'chesku shu kayam, that a zaken ochola, you last saw the husband of zaken ochola, you could still assume he's alive, or a minu, but I'll ask you a steer from a brisa, where it talks about a Bas Yisrael who's married to a Kohen and doesn't have any children, and she's nervous that maybe he's dead, and she's gonna, he's nervous that maybe if he dies, his wife is going to require chalitza, so while he's healthy, he gives her a get, and he says, hareze giteich, sha'achas kodum l'misas, so that this should be a good get 1 hour before I die. So asur lechel b'truma miyad, right away she's not allowed to eat truma. Why? Because you have to be choshesh that at any moment he could die. So maybe she's already a grusha and she's not allowed to eat truma because he might die in a half hour from now, and it turns out she's already a grusha right now. So don't you see from there that we're choshesh shema yamos? So why in our Mishnah when you left him as a zakin or a chola are we not choshesh that maybe he died? Rabbi said back to Abaye, truma gittin karamis. You're asking a stira between truma and gittin. Truma, efshar. By truma, there's another option. Eat food that's not truma. Eat other food. But get lo, efshar. By get there, you can't be machmir. Because if you're going to be choshesh that the guy is dead, then there never will be a get for his wife, Bimedina Siyam, and all the women, Bimedina Siyam, are going to remain agunos. Now, that's a strange answer to give. Because we're asking a stira between truma And our Mishnah, where we assume she's alive, our Mishnah wasn't only about a get. Our Mishnah had three cases. There was a case of the get, there was a case of Korban Chatas, and there was a case of Truma. So clearly what distinguishes between the Braisa and our Mishnah is not that the Braisa is about Truma and our Mishnah is about get. Our Mishnah was about three cases, including Truma. So the Tosfos points out, yeah, but that's the Derech of Shas. That if you're only going to ask a stira between truma and get, so then the case of get in our Mishnah, so we'll answer about the case of get in our Mishnah with a logical distinction, and we're going to force you to ask a better question. Meaning, we're going to force the questioner to say, okay, let me phrase it differently. The Mishnah also spoke about truma, and so meaning we're just playing it out because a lot of times that's the derech of shas to answer the question as posed to them. So says more of Rami. Truma. Why don't I ask a stira between Truma and Truma? You have Rebbeim do that a lot of times. They want you to formulate the question a little bit better. Last night I was driving after my son's graduation. I was driving to Chasana and Pesach. So I was listening to my shir from last cycle because I knew that I wouldn't have time to prepare this morning. So I gave an example where someone asked Rav Aaron Lichtenstein once, why doesn't he have a beard? And he said, because I shave every day. So meaning like, if you have a question, like ask it better. Meaning, why did you choose to okay, so anyway, so v'rami truma truma, so you can ask a stira in truma itself. Tana, and it says in our Mishnah Basson Sulukoin Valdinas Yam, oh Shukayim, that it says in our Mishnah that you could assume that the husband's still alive, Uraminu, but we have a stira now to this price, Harizik take shachs calling Sasurah Bitrum Miyad, that she's right away not allowed to eat truma because you assume that he's dead. So now we have a stira within truma. Amravad the Braid Rav Yitzchak. No, we can assume he's becheskes chayin, that he didn't die. Shiny hasam. The case in the brisa is different, where you assume that he might be dead. Sharei asara alav shachas koda misaso, because she's going to be asurati truma a shachas before he dies. So she becomes asurati truma before he dies. So the isurati truma is not a stira to the cheskes chayim. It's only when the isurati truma contradicts the Cheskes Chaim, that the Cheskes Chaim is going to win. But when she's not eating truma in the Braisa, she's assuming he's still alive. It's just that he might die within the hour, but he could still be alive, so it's not a stira in the Cheskes Chaim. Maschar of Papa, Rav Papa says, wait a second, even if he gives a get to Michal, Sha'achas Kodem Isaso, the fact that she is Asura B'Truma is because of the Chashash that he's going to die. Mimai De'ihu Mayis Bereisha. But how do I know that he's going to die first and she'll ever have an Isra of Achilas Truma? Maybe she'll die first, and as so long as she lives, she will never have an iser of achilas truma. So it must be the reason that she's not allowed to eat is because we're choshesh shema yomas baila before her, that maybe the husband will die before her. So we see we're not ma'amid b'cheskes chai, we're choshesh lemisa. So therefore, the Gemara rejects the teretz of Rav Adabreid Rav Yitzchak and gives a different teretz. Ala Amar Abaye, that which we have a stira between our mishnah where she's allowed to eat truma and the Braisa, where she's not allowed to eat truma because of the get of Sha'achas Kodem Misasi, lo kasha. Ha Rabbi Meir, the Braisa is following Rabbi Meir, to lo chayish lemisa, who's not choshesh for Shem Yamos, Ha Rabbi Yehuda, and the Mishnah follows Rabbi Yehuda, the chayish lemisa, we are choshesh for Shem Yamos, or the opposite rather, that we're in our Mishnah, we're not choshesh that the person's going to die, but in the Braisa, we're choshesh that the person's going to die. Ditnan, where do we find that these Tanoim hold this way? Halokei, we a Mishnah that we're familiar with. We just had the other day. If you buy wine from Kutim, who are Geri Emes, so the Karka that's under their ownership has Kedushas Eretz Yisrael and has Chiyuvim and Trumas Maisos. Problem is, they're not careful about Trumas Maisos. Certainly, they're not careful about Trumas Maisos for stuff that they give to you, only for stuff that they keep for themselves. And you want to drink the wine, and it's either coming up on Shabbos or you don't have a tar kli to put the wine into. So is there anything you could do verbally to make this wine viable? So Omer Shnei Lugin Shani Yasid LaHafresh Harein Truma. You could say the two lug that I will eventually one day be mafresh has the status of Truma Gedola. Asara Maisa Rishon, 10 additional lugin should be Meiser Rishon, Tisha Meiser Sheni, 9 lugin should be Meiser Sheni, and then the Mechel Veshosa, then you can be Mechal the Meiser Sheni on money that you have in your house, Veshosa Miyad, and you're able to drink it right away. You just have to be careful not to drink so much that you don't leave those quantities that you have just designated for Truma and Meiser Rishon. That has to still be left in the barrel. Divrei Rabbi Meir, that's Rabbi Meir Shita. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Shimon, Ostrim, they do not allow doing that. What's the Machlokas? That according to Rabbi Meir, we don't have to worry that the barrel is going to break and that you're never going to be able to fulfill the Tanayin and that you will have turned out to have drunk Tevel. But according to Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon, they're not comfortable with this because they think the barrel is going to break and then you'll never be able to fulfill this Tanayin and it will turn out that you drank Tevel. So over here in the Mishnah and the Brice, we have the same Machlokas. Do you have to worry that the husband is going to die? According to the Tanayin of our Mishnah, you don't have to worry the husband is going to die and therefore you can give her the get, Becheska Shu Kayam, whereas the Tanayin of the Brisa is choshesh that he's going to die, and therefore you're not allowed to eat the truma because he might die within the hour. So, and she's already a grusha at this point. So, when she wants to eat the truma, so the Gemara gives now another answer to be miyashiv the stira between the Mishnah and the Brisa. Rava Amar Shema Meislo Cheshinon Shema Yamos Cheshinon. That they're different choshashos. That we're not choshesh that maybe someone is already dead, but we're choshesh that someone will die, and that, those are different choshashos. Meaning, everyone has a chazaka that they are alive. No one has a chazaka that they will always live. So as long as it's about what is right now, then there's no concern that the person is dead. But if it's about what will be, then there is a concern. So in our Mishnah, where as long as he's still alive right now, she's allowed to eat truma. So we're mamet b'cheskas chai, and she can continue to eat truma. But in the Braisa, where the Yisra v'achilis truma kicks in sha'achas kodem yisaso, we're choshesh that shema yamos, that he will die in the future. This chiluk between Shem Meis and Shem Yamos is the basis of the Nadbi Yehuda's Shita when it comes to Vestos. The din of Vestos is Machlok Trishonim, where the Vestos are Dal Reis or Darabanan. The concern that when a woman gets to the point of time where she normally would see Dam, that she has seen Dam, or that she is becoming Tameh, is that a Chashash Midar Reis or Midar Abanan? Nadbi Yehuda says, it depends. There are two dinim of Vestos. One din is a Chiv to be Mafresh Meishto Samach Levesta, that during the period of the Veset, you have to be cautious and you're not allowed to be Boel, one is not allowed to have Tashmish with their wives. That's one din of Veset. Another din of Veset, that is, if the Veset has come and gone, she's Asura, because you have to assume she became an Eid already. You have to assume that it already happened, and therefore she's Asura until you do a Bedika and verify that she hadn't become an Eid. So he said, one is Shema Meis, one is Shema Yamos. So he says, on a Daraisa level, you don't have to be concerned something will happen. So Midah Raisa, the Chi of Prisha Samach Levesta, is that maybe she will be Anida as we're having Tashmish. That's Din Darabanan, because that's what will happen. But when the Vesef came and gone, and that she's Asura until you do Bedika, that's a Din on a Daraisa, that's Shema Meis. That's something that you are concerned about, because it's past tense. So that's, or the other way around, did I say that backwards? So that's, meaning everybody is eventually going to die. Every woman is eventually going to become Anida. So the fact that she will become Anida, right, that's the Daraisa. That she has already become Anida, that's only Midrabanan. That's how the Nadibud understands it. So ask the Gemara, Mleir of Adibar Masan Rava, why do you assume that everyone assumes that she has to be Choshe Shema Yamos, Vahanod, Shema Yamos, Hu Pligi? But in the case of where you bought the note of Yayin from the Kutim, that according to Rabbi Yehuda, then Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon, you're not allowed to drink from it before you mafresh shumas maisos, before you physically are mafresh shumas maisos, because you're concerned about shemi yibaka hanod, and that's a shemi yamos, because that's what will happen in the future, that we're afraid that the barrel is going to break, and you do have this machlokas, where Meir holds shemi yibaka hanod, holds that we're not choshesh shemi yibaka hanod, so shemi yamos, he's also not going to be choshesh, and so by nosin get, that's chal shah achas kodim yisaso, he should hold that she's allowed to eat truma. So I'm Rav Yudami Descartes, a shiny node, after the muscle of the shomer. No, a node is different than a person dying, because everybody eventually dies. Not every barrel eventually breaks. You can just, that's not the chiluk. Is that you can prevent a barrel from breaking. You can't prevent a person from dying. So you could have someone be shomer the person and take care of them, make sure they're comfortable, make sure they're happy, happy. But you know, there's nothing you could do to prevent them from dying. But there's something you could do to prevent the barrel from breaking. Maslav of Masharshia, Arvich Arvatarch. There's nothing you could really do to 100% prevent the barrel from breaking either. Because even if you appoint a Shomer, a Shomerim are human. And sometimes they pay attention and sometimes they don't pay attention. Now, the Achronim are bothered by the Kasha. Why don't we just ask the why don't we just point out the other difference between barrels and people is that everybody eventually dies. Barrels don't all eventually break. Okay, but that's a separate question. Elo Amar Rava says that the chiluk is not, like we said originally, that according to everybody, Ruchoshe Shema Yamos, but Shema Meis Lo Cheshinan, Shema Yamos Tanoihi, that we're not Choshish for Shema Meis, Shema Yamos, that someone will die, Inachinami, that's the Machlokas Tanoim, about Lokeach Yayin, Mi Bein Akutim. So it's not an absolute. Hashleach Chatosim Medina Siyam. We then said in the Mishnah that if you send a Chatos Mi Medina Siyam, you could assume that the owner is still alive. But Vabina Smicha, don't you need the Smicha's Bailam on the carbon? So how could you bring it without him here? So Rav Yosef, but carbon nashim. The assumption is that it's a carbon nashim, and nashim don't do smicha, and therefore you could bring the carbon. Aye, but it says shaleh chatoso. So that's masculine. Okay, so you have to assume that it's speaking more generically, but it's only really true of a carbon nashim. Rav Papa Amar bechatos ha'of. We're talking about a chatos ha'of. A chatos ha'of doesn't need smicha. You don't do smicha on a bird; it would die right there if you did you kol kochel on a bird. So we don't do smicha on a bird. Now we had three cases in our Mishnah of assuming that the guy is still alive. We had the case of get, we had the case of truma, and we had the case of chatos. Why do I need all three cases? Utzricha diashmin get. If the Tana would have only told me by a shliach to bring a get mi medina siyam that we assume the husband is still alive, I would not have known by the other dinim that he's also b'chaskas chaya. I would say mishum de lo efshar, because by a get there's you can't be choshish that he's dead, because then no one would ever be able to send a get to his wife, and all these women will be agunos. So as long as the husband is not physically present with his wife, they'll never be able to get divorced. Aval truma de efshar, but by truma where there's other food to eat, a malo, I would assume that you don't assume b'chaskas chaya. Why take a risk when it comes to nisra v'chiles truma v'yashmin truma? And if it only would have told me you could assume the husband's alive when it comes to truma, I would not have known by shalei chatosim imedina siyam that you could bring the korban chatos b'cheskas shuchai, because there's makom to say that even though we're makel by truma to assume he's still alive, this zimnin de lo efshar, because by truma sometimes you have someone who's very poor and the only food available to them is truma, so there are situations where it's lo efshar. Avil chatos ha'of, but by sending chatos ha'of imedina siyam misveka lo leil chul nazara, I would think that it's not worth the risk of chul nazara to assume the guy's alive. So tzricha, that's why the Mishnah has to tell me all three examples, that in all three cases we're not choshish the guy is dead, we're mamid b'cheskas chai. New Mishnah now. Shlosh dvarim amar Rabbi Elazar ben Prata lefnei chacham v'kimu es dvarav, that the chacham were very pleased with what Rabbi Elazar ben Prata said in three instances. Number one, al ir sheikifa karkum, that Goyim laid siege to a city. Number two, ve'al asfina mutarefes piyam, or a boat was capsizing at sea. And number three, valiyotzi lidon, someone who's being taken out to be executed. In all those cases, shehein becheskas kayamin, that you could assume that they're becheskas kayam, that they're still alive. Aval ir shekvasha karkum, but after it's already been conquered, the city usfina sha'avda b'yam, or a boat has been lost at sea, vayotzi lahareg, or someone has been taken out after the gemar din lamisa. It wasn't just that he was being taken out to be judged initially about a dini nefashos matter, but there was already a gemar din that they paskind on him that he's chayv misa, and we just don't know if he's dead or not. Then you have to be choshesh that maybe he's dead. We give him the chumras of someone who's alive and the chumras of someone who's dead. Meaning bas yisrael a kohen, if his wife is bas yisrael and he is a kohen, bas kohen the yisrael, or she's a bas kohen and he's a yisrael, where if the husband dies, she would then be allowed to eat truma. So lo talcha b'truma, she's not allowed to eat truma regardless, because we go l'chumra in both directions in those cases. Amar Rav Yosef lo shanu el bezen shel yisrael. This idea that we give him chumri chayim and we don't assume that he's vaday meis is only bezen shel yisrael, because even after the gemar din calls man that they didn't kill him, we're still going to be mekabel people who can be melamed zchus on the person. Aval bezen shel v'chavim, when it comes to bezen shel v'chavim, kiven de gamar leidina l'ktala miktal katli. Once a person is in death row, he's dying. It's not going to, they're not going to listen to any appeals or anything at that point anymore. Therefore, you could assume he's good as dead. Amalei Abayis, Abayis Shalom, Bezen Shalom V'Chavim Nami, the Makabli Shukta, Bezen Shalom V'Chavim also, you could reverse it, just bribe them. Amalei, Kishakli, Makami D'Luchtham Porsi Shanimag, Lebasin D'Luchtham Porsi Shanamag, Lo Shakli. No, it's true that they take bribes, but that's only before the Chasima of the Gemara, of the Gzar Din. Once the Chasima of the Gzar Din happened, they don't take bribes anymore, so he's good as dead. So ask the Gemara of Yosef from the Mishnah, Meisvei, we have a Mishnah, Maseches Makos, that someone who's Nigmar Din for to be killed, and he runs away and he comes in front of that same Beis Din, we're not so serious, Dino. We kill him al smach the previous Pesach of Beis Din. Kalmakam Shiyamdu Shnaim. So the Mishnah says, any Beis Din that two Edim stand in front of them, Viyomran, they say, Midanan was Ishploni, Shinigmar Dino be Beis Din Shalploni. We saw this guy had a Gemar Din in this other Beis Din, Uploni, Uploni Edov, and we can identify his Edim, Hareza Yaharek. So he gets killed through this Beis Din that they were made in front of, and we're not choshish that maybe after the Gemar Din, they found some sort of zchus and they pattered him. So you see that it's so not shchiach that they're going to find the zchus for such a person. So we're not choshish for that. So how come in our Mishnah we're choshish that maybe they'll find some sort of zchus for the guy and they'll patter him, and because of that we're not going to allow his wife to get remarried? So he said, Adilma bareach shayni. Maybe when a guy ran away, so there's a reason he ran away. It's because they couldn't find the zchus for him. So in that case, you don't have to worry that they're going to find the zchus for him. But maybe in our case, we are worried that they're going to find the zchus for him, and therefore he's not good as dead. Okay, but from tomorrow we'll pick up with Tashema with the next kasha on Rav Yosef from a Braisa. Yeah, have a good day.